Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, cancer is a very serious disease that affects many people. And thankfully, because of life-saving drugs and procedures, many people today are cancer survivors. And next month, my next guest will be running a survivorship course specifically for men affected by cancer. Helen Borstel, Director of Nursing Services at the Marie Keating Foundation, you're very welcome to Spirit Radio this morning.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity talk about our survivorship program.
Oh, absolutely, Helen. What sort of challenges do you see men facing after they go through something like cancer treatment?
Well, I suppose men are harder to engage, and we've certainly we knew that before COVID, but I think it's a little bit more difficult even now. There's more isolation and there's more loneliness.
And you think that's having an effect then overall for men as well?
Definitely. I mean, we've actually seen a decrease in the number of men connecting with us, particularly for survivorship programs during COVID.
And so, how do you get over that challenge? How do you get to them to come together? I guess suppose you do what you're going to do next month, but like when they get to that point where they feel so alone, how do you draw them out?
Well, we do a lot of work with men outside of, I suppose, the survivorship space, where we do a lot of health promotion and cancer awareness and, you know, prevention. Mm-hmm. So we work a lot in the Men's Health Forum Ireland, and that's a huge forum where many, many groups come together, like the Men's Shed, like the Irish Heart Foundation, and many, many others, Sports Ireland, Alcohol Aware Ireland. We all come together with a special message, and particularly during Men's Health Week, which mm-hmm. is the week in June. So this year it was June 14th on the lead up to Father's Day. And we get some messages out there. But I suppose, again, knowing how difficult and how challenging it has been over the last 15 months for men, we actually set up a men's wellness webinar a couple of months ago. So we had a four-week webinar to engage with men. And we work specifically with Dr. Mark Rowe, who's a GP in Waterford, and he does a podcast, which is very easy to follow. We worked with the Men's Development Network in Waterford, and they run engagement programs on how to engage men in health and talking about their health.
And are you going to continue to run those kind of courses over the next?
Yeah, they're available on our website, actually. Mm. Recorded, so if anybody wants to tap into that information, it's on our website mariekeating.ie. And again, I suppose just coming back to the survivorship, men with cancer in COVID and women with cancer in COVID, it has been a very difficult experience because they've actually probably attended appointments on their own and been alone through much of it.
Yeah.
So we really would love to see men coming forward to register for our survivorship program, which starts on the 14th of September. It's an evening program, so it caters for people who are at work and have come home from work. So it's like 14th of September. It's from 6 to 7 p.m., and that's really just to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And it's online, so people, you know, we think it's more difficult online, but in fact, we've had particularly in the women's groups and the groups we have run, we have seen like an increase in registration.
Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah. It's probably because it's so convenient. You don't have to pull yourself up, get out the door, and go somewhere.
You don't have to sit in traffic and try and get across Dublin. And if you're not having a great day, you can actually be at home and just engage with the program. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, who's eligible for the program, Helen? Who would
any. Any man, or even they could bring their partner along as well if they wish to, but I suppose the emphasis is on men and men's health. Mm-hmm. Any man who's had a cancer diagnosis, been through their treatment and come out the other side, who are actually, I suppose, in a position where they are feeling a bit isolated, you know, they might need help with things like, fatigue management, difficult emotions, living with uncertainty now because they've left the hospital setting, they've left the treatment setting, and they're probably waiting for a follow-up in months to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Helen, thank you so much for coming on this morning. I'll give the details up. People can get in touch with you. We really appreciate you coming on.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's Helen Borstel. She's the Director of Nursing Services at Maria Keating Foundation. And as Helen mentioned, the Maria Keating Foundation is providing, it's a free, I don't know if she said free, it is free, 8-week course online, survivorship course for men who have come out on the other side of cancer treatment. If you want to find out more or sign up, please visit mariakeating.ie/events. That's mariekeating.ie/events.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.